Real travel, real info, no caca.
Hey, this is Scott, an American in Thailand, an American in Bangkok, an American sitting in my kitchen right now, in my underwear, on a, let's see, what's today, Thursday morning, smoggy, hot, sticky. That's why I'm sitting in my underwear here. I'm not like in a pair of shorts or anything. I do this often because Thailand is hot. And while that's a positive, if you're used to coming from somewhere where you freeze your balls off, if you're sweating your ass off, then it can be a negative. So let's not talk about sweaty balls today. We got a lot more important things to talk about. I've got a great message from a guy, a little conversation I had with this. I think he's a chowderhead, but then again, he seems to think he's very intelligent, and he's different. You know, most of the time it's my girl is different. Well, he thinks he's different. He wants me to know that he's not typical of my viewers, he's not a stupid man, and that he's not a nitwit. So I'll get into that in a minute. But you know, one thing I've been thinking about is, and I think about this quite often, because there are so many reasons why people come to Thailand. But I always think, what is it that makes people come here? What makes Thailand the place for many foreigners to come? I don't know if there's one reason. I don't believe there is, but and I've been talking about this with several people, but I think personally it represents an escape. It's Thailand is, although it's modern, it's still I don't want to say backward or third world, but it's still different enough and traditional enough and okay, I'll say it, third world enough, to where people think they can come here and start a new life and start all over again and get away. I think that the big thing is that they can escape from wherever they are in the world. Now, some people are just trying to escape the cold. Some people are trying to escape, you know, their tax problems. Some people are trying to escape a failed marriage and their divorce and their hurt feelings or whatever it might be. But I really think that the majority of people just view coming to Thailand, the number of expats who come here view Thailand as a representation of a place to come to escape their world. And you know, when I first came over here, my plan was to come to Thailand for a year just to get to know myself again, because I felt that I was so stressed out that there were times when I just was thinking to myself, why am I acting this way, or why am I reacting this way, or why does this bother me? Because when you think about it, life is very short, and if you spend your time stressed out and worrying, then you know, why are you alive? You're alive to, hopefully you're alive to have a good life and to be happy and just to enjoy life. And when you're all stressed out, it's tough to enjoy your life. You're worried about paying bills. You're worried about satisfying customers. You're worried about, you know, the girlfriend or the wife getting pissed off because she can't have this or can't have that, or you're not doing something she thinks you should be doing, whatever it might be. And so I think that because of the fact that, first of all, transportation has made the world a smaller place, and I guess that because of the internet, there are more opportunities to be able to earn enough money to live in certain countries in the world. One of them is Thailand, or there's Cambodia, there's many, many countries, there's Ecuador. And for people who are earning, say, $5,000 to $10,000 a month, basically you can live just about anywhere, at least part-time. And now, why am I talking about this, besides that I feel like it because I think about it quite often. Well, you know, I get a lot of guys who write me, and, you know, their questions, they are telling of their own character. And what I mean by that is, if I get a message from a guy saying, yeah, fuck, I'm never getting married. All women are a bunch of whores. They're all whores. I'll never get married. Well, to me, that's a bit extreme. Okay? Now, granted, some women are whores. Some men are whores. I mean, you know, listen, I admit it. You know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, I was a whore. I'd fuck anything that moved, you know? I mean, well, you know, women, of course. Not, you know, I don't go to the other side, but, you know, the thing is if the girl looked halfway decent to me, I would just think, you know, hey, listen, man, you know, I gotta get it while I can. I need to, you know, I'm young and dumb and full of cum, and, so anyway, without, getting into that any further, the thing is that when people write me and they're saying things like this, or they're saying, America sucks, it's gone to shit. Well, maybe it has gone to shit in some ways, but it's still a great place to live for many, many people, okay? And I think it's more telling of the person's character or how they deal with their own issues or problems than anything else. Now, I'm not saying I'm not any different, I'm any better than anybody or anything like that, because when I came here, I had my own issues, and fuck, I got more issues than you could shake a stick at. But when I decided to come here, when I first started traveling to Thailand, I looked at it as something of an adventure, and then I decided, you know what, I'm training in Muay Thai, and hey, I better go to Thailand now while I can, because I'm getting older. I'm not going to be able to train in Muay Thai for all that much longer, because it's a tough sport. It's a rough sport. And very few people are training into their 50s or 60s. It's not that kind of a sport. It's like boxing. And I thought, oh, well, you know, hey, man, that'll be cool. And, you know, there was a guy, there's a couple of people who influenced me to make the move. But first, I just wanted to travel to Thailand, and when I decided to make the move, it was more about, you know, I may end up in 5 years where I'm just going to work every day, coming home, you know, the highlight of my evening will be to have dinner with the wife if I'm married, or the girlfriend, you know, have sex 3 times a week. Go to a movie on the weekends, maybe go to a club once a month or something. I thought that's going to be the highlight of my life, and I'm going to be busting my ass to get ahead. And I just wanted a little bit more than that. I thought to myself that to travel and see the world is what I wanted, and it was more than just staying in one place and not really doing anything. It was just the monotony of going to work every day, because what I used to do was I'd go to work, and for the majority of the week, I didn't go anywhere. I'd go back to my apartment. I had a girlfriend, and we were living together, and, you know, we'd have dinner, maybe we'd have a drink or two, we'd do whatever, and then we'd go to sleep, and we'd do it all over again for the entire week, and maybe on the weekend, we would go somewhere. Maybe I'd go see one of my friends, she would go see one of hers, and then we'd go somewhere ourselves, and you know, although life now is not much different from that, I'm doing it in a different environment, and I still learn things every day here in Thailand. You know, I was learning things in the United States, but what I mean is basically the culture is so different that I will always be learning here, because you will never learn everything from a different culture, because it's so different from the majority of people's cultures that you're just going to constantly be learning. And I like that. I like the fact that I can go down the street and I can see something and go, what's that? And I don't know what it is. And then I want to look into it. And I didn't really feel that way. I felt that my life was a little bit monotonous and mundane back in the U.S. And so I think that a lot of people have this conception that if they move, things are going to be better. And I don't necessarily believe that, because let me tell you, while the beginning of my trip to Thailand, my trips to Thailand, and the first part of when I moved here was, I mean, I had so much fun, and I did so much that I wouldn't take that back for anything. But yeah, I mean, when I think about it now, I think if I had done some things differently, I would be better off, or I could have done this, I could have done that. But, you know, you can't turn back the clock, and what you do is what you do. And so when I first came here and I was out partying and just pissing money away like it was water, yeah, that was great fun, but it didn't really help me for the long term, because my plan was to come for a year and to get to know myself, to train in Muay Thai, and then after a year, I go back to the U.S., and that would be it. But I ended up loving the life, and I'll tell you what I really like better than anything, and I really haven't had this feeling very often. I get it sometimes, but it's difficult to get it 100%. And that feeling is that when you come, you have absolutely no responsibility other than to yourself. You don't have responsibility to customers, to please your customers. You don't have responsibility to please your girlfriend or to do something with her or to progress in your life together. You don't have that. I came, I had money, I had a place to stay, I had a roof over my head, and I had food in my mouth, and I was having a good time. And that is such a freeing feeling. And, you know, I think that maybe some people have the foresight to see that if they come to Thailand, that might happen. They might be able to come here and go, you know, if you got a lot of money, then I would think that that's something that you probably have more often than that, if you're single and you don't have children or whatever. I mean, if you've got $1 million and you come to Thailand and you're 40 years old and you're single and you have no kids and you've sold your houses off or whatever, well, then generally you don't have a whole lot of responsibility other than to yourself. But I never had that. I hadn't had that since I lived with my parents. And so when I came and I had this freedom, this I don't want to wake up right now. I want to lay in bed all day. Or I want to, I want to go out and do whatever. I want to go here. I want to go there. I want to have three girls in my room with me. I mean, whatever it was, it didn't matter what I was doing, as long as I wasn't hurting anybody else or getting myself into any trouble. It didn't really matter because I had no responsibilities. But that only lasts for so long, because once the money ran out, then I had to figure out, well, what the hell was I going to do? Now, here's the thing. You know, many guys, a lot of guys have heard me, if you've listened before, you know that I often say one of the golden rules is don't get involved with a prostitute, or don't get involved too quickly, or learn the language before you get involved with somebody here. Now, I'm not saying that – I have to clarify something, because I think that once in a while I get some jerk off, somebody who feels the need to express their distaste for what I say, which I frankly don't give a shit. You know, don't bitch to me. But they express their distaste with my saying that a man shouldn't be with a bar girl. Well, and I mean in a long-term relationship. Now, I've never said relationships with bar girls don't work. That's it. It's fact. Don't ever mess around with them. I've never said that, and that's not the thought that goes through my head when I say this golden rule, which is don't mess with prostitutes. Here's the thing. If you're going to mess with prostitutes, just sleep with them, have your fun, and don't get involved with them. Now, I say that as somebody who has been here a long time, who's had my share of experiences with, you know, good traditional Thai girls, and then girls who are working in bars. Not that they're not good girls, but, you know, if you come to the country and you don't know very much, they are not always the type of women that you want to get yourself involved with. Because some of them, as history has shown, And as is demonstrated or illustrated by the number of men who are constantly crying about how some girl that they met in a Pattaya bar or in Patpong or Nana screwed them around, they thought that they loved them or whatever. It takes time to understand. Women are women, but it takes time to understand how Thai women think and how they go about doing things. And the thing is that a prostitute anywhere, their job is to make money. Now, Thai women are some of the sweetest, nicest, most polite females on the planet, bar none, okay? They know how to take care of men. They know how to speak to men. That doesn't mean that they're all like this or that they all follow the same method of dealing with men, but they are well known as being very feminine and what a lot of Western men look for in women. And because of the fact that American women are standing on their own 2 feet and have been doing so for quite some time and they don't need men in the U.S., of course, the men who perhaps have a harder time with women, they feel slighted, and so the Thai women are the answer. Now, I don't necessarily know that that's true, but what I do know is for some guy who doesn't speak any Thai, who comes to Thailand, he goes into the G Club in Nana Plaza, and he hooks up with some go-go dancer, and he's pissing away all of his money because he wants this girl to love him. And she's telling him, yes, honey, I love you so much. Yes, of course, you know, I need money, but I love you. It's true. And once the money runs out, I'm sorry, honey, I got to go back to work. I love you so much, but I got to go back to work. And, you know, in the Western man's mind, they usually would think, wow, you know, this girl says she loves me, but yet she's going to go and bone all kinds of guys. And why can't she find some other job? Where the Thai woman is thinking, listen, I got to do what I got to do. You don't want to believe me? Fine. She may love you. She may not love you. Okay? But I think that some guys, and as I'm going to read this conversation I had with this one guy, and as you will see, some people just don't really get it. And you know, I don't know. I try to help people, and this is the thing. I don't, you know, I'm not here on this planet to help everybody. But I, you know, it's like, listen, I can help my fellow man or fellow woman, whatever, my fellow human being. I can help them, and do a little something for them that makes their life better or easier. And, you know, it's karma. You know, hopefully. I do believe in karma. You know, what comes around goes around. But there are a great number of people who they just don't get it. And they ask for advice. And then they don't listen. And then they wonder why shit goes down the way that it does. Now, this particular guy didn't write me asking for my help. Okay, I have to clarify this, and I don't have anything against this guy. I got no reason to slam this guy or anything like this. But I gotta read this. All right. Now, this was in a conversation I had about why don't more Thais speak English. Now, you gotta understand something, that while I believe that it's definitely not easy for Thais to pick up English because their friends don't want to speak English. They're not always in an environment where English is spoken. And it's tough because what happens is when you're living life, you got to prioritize. And learning to speak English is not always a priority. And some people don't always have the opportunity to make it a priority. So I understand it's difficult. But I also think that there are people who are ambitious who will sit for 15 minutes a day or 30 minutes a day, or they're sitting on the shitter, and they'll have a little book, and they'll study words, or they'll watch movies or whatever, and they'll try to learn the language. So I do think that there are a number of factors when it comes to why more Thais don't speak English. But this guy wrote me back, or wrote me, he posted a message. He said, that's easy, it's the lack of proper education. Well, no, it's not, because that's only part of it. English is taught in many Thai schools. It's that the problem is that the kids get out of school and then they don't speak English. So they're limited to a classroom for an hour a day, maybe twice a week or once a week, whatever it is. They're limited to that time in the classroom. Once they get out, that's it. They don't do anything other than maybe they have to study for a test once in a while. But they're not talking to their Thai friends in English. So it makes it difficult for them to pick the language. Now, that the thing is that this is not the only factor. But he goes on to write, I have a Thai girlfriend. Let me see something else here. Okay. I have a Thai girlfriend and have been teaching her for the past 2 years. She is taking an English class, but damn, she tells me the teacher is speaking way too fast and hardly explains much. I will be going there on the 10th of April to see her and meet her teacher and continue to help her. No, Scott, she is not a bar girl or a hooker. I am not a stupid man to go for that, as I see most of your viewers are. Now, here's the thing. That written like that to me is probably not the best way to start out a conversation with me. And I have – this guy has followed me and posted comments on my channel many times. And I remembered his username and I actually looked around and I found out that he had been to Thailand for 2 weeks. Okay. Now, before I go on, when I wrote him back about how the education system is only part of it, I said that teachers and students are apathetic and simply do what they do, what they have to do to appease their parents or their employers. Okay, I taught English for a brief time, for 3 months, about 18 years ago, and I had to teach people who were, their employer paid for them to study English. They just did not give a shit, many of them. Now, some of them were very interested, and they were very enthusiastic about learning the language and everything, but there were quite a few that were not. Then there is the laziness issue. It factors in. If they were told they received 50 million baht for learning basic English, they'd learn it, but their short-sighted mentality makes it difficult to see past my English no good. And with a huge... even with a huge percentage and with a huge incentive, most don't care enough to put in the hard work. So this is the thing. Learning a language is not always easy, nor is it fun. It's hard work. It's not easy. You definitely screw up sometimes. It's frustrating at times. And this is the thing. You have to be disciplined enough to continue to where you get past the initial, oh, I can't speak any English. You got to get past that, but and it's not easy. So I also wrote to him, you've been here 2 weeks. You say your girl isn't a bar girl. How did you meet her? Online? Because from what I know about good Thai women, unless you are one handsome dude, or you got some serious game, the chances of the average guy coming to Thailand for 2 weeks and hooking up with a really good girl to where he's saying that girl is his girlfriend, the chance is very slim. Because most decent Thai girls, listen, I'm not going to say that they may not go out and have a good time, get drunk, and end up in bed with the guy, and then they're wondering, what it means, and you're going through all this. But the majority of decent Thai women, think about it. You're here for 2 weeks. Let's say you meet her on day five. You go out with her on day seven, right? You're like, oh, baby, I'm going to leave in a week. And maybe on the second date, third date, you end up sleeping with her. Now, you still, you only got, two or three days left with her. So how well do you really know this woman? You don't know her all that well. However, this guy admitted that he met her online. He met her on Facebook. And, I met all her friends also. Which, I mean, to me, meeting their friends, that really doesn't, it doesn't matter all that much because, it matters in a sense that you can tell the girls are not, there's not a whole lot of photos of them where they're all sitting in a bar drunk and partying, maybe they're at home all the time or whatever. But understand something, that if you are meeting somebody online, you are seeing what they are allowing you to see, okay? That's it. So he goes on to say, yes, I met her there. I know you're going to say I don't know her, but she is very genuine and caring. She even sent a gift to my parents for Christmas. It was a surprise. I did not even know. It was a surprise I did not even know. I do not send her money, and yes, there are good women there. Well, I mean, I've been saying that for a long time. I mean, obviously, I've been married for 15, almost 16 years, going on 16 years, something like that. I can't even remember. But it's been long enough to where, we've grown old together. And while, our life is not always perfect, obviously I found somebody, and let me tell you something. If a mug like me can find a woman, then I would think that somebody decent looking, a good looking guy who's young ought to be able to find somebody. It's not that difficult to find a decent woman here. But if you're spending all your time in the bars, your chance is lessened. It's as simple as that. Now, she has also been talking with my parents from time to time. I have had many women here and was married for 11 years to a he's talking about in the U.S. I've had many women in the U.S. and was married for 11 years to a woman who was a cheater and I could never satisfy at all. I have never been with anybody so kind and caring, period. Now he's talking about his Thai girl. Okay, let me just go on. Our females here in the U.S. are horrible. I don't know how long you've been there, but don't think you would want any of them that live here, period. I have spoke to 10 or more Thai women, and they all say that most Thai women... Now, he can't even spell Thai right, okay? He spells T-H-I-A, and he's done that several times. Now, I don't want to be a spelling Nazi, but, if you're going to write about Thai, first of all, Thailand or Thai is capitalized. It's a big T. And you don't spell it T-H-I-A. You spell it T-H-A-I. Okay? He says, they all tell me the Thai women are drunks and the Thai men, rather, are drunks and cheaters and not good family men. If this is true or not, I do not know. Well, yeah, you don't know. Okay? Because it's pretty freaking gullible to actually believe that most Thai men are drunks and cheaters and not good family men. That's just complete rubbish, okay? And who knows what kind of women these women are that you're talking to. I have no idea, and frankly, I don't want to know. But what in the majority of cases, when women say this, what it means is the good Thai men don't fucking want them. Okay? And then they get bitter. I mean, you get a girl and she's a hard-working girl, but yet for some reason either she's not good-looking enough or her skin is too dark or whatever it is, the Thai men who are doctors and lawyers and who they dreamed of marrying might not want them. So instead they get some guy, who's making 15,000 baht a month and he's a good dude, but maybe he's a dark-skinned Thai, and they think, the girl thinks, I'm going to be with a dark-skinned Thai guy, and now we're going to have dark babies, and wow, that's not really what I wanted. Some girls are like that. Some girls are like, hey, these guys who are doctors and lawyers and accountants and whatever else, these guys who got a lot of money, they all got their me annoys and stuff like that. And listen, some of them do. I know several guys who their wives say, listen, here's our agreement. You can go and sleep with women who are in the massage parlors, use a condom, you can sleep with them. But if you get into a relationship with somebody, that's a different story. And then I know some who they're like, no, I would never cheat. I love my wife. I don't want to cheat on my wife. And there are Thai women who say, if I ever found out that my man was cheating on me, I'd cut his dick off. So generally, you know, when women say this, it's just like a man saying all American women are horrible. That's bullshit, okay? Now, I haven't lived in the United States in 20 years. But let me tell you that men were saying the same fucking thing when I moved here. Oh, American women, these Western women, they're too liberated and feminists and all this other bullshit. But, you know, I cannot say that I never had problems with American women. Of course, I had my dry spells. I had spells where I couldn't get a date. I had times when I was dating several women at the same time. And personally, I think that if you go in thinking that that these women are bad, well, they're gonna pick up on that vibe, okay? If you go in and you're like, listen, so what? So what if I'm alone? So what if this chick doesn't want to go out with me? I'll find another. And if you don't find one the next day, maybe you'll find one the day after. As my mother said once, listen, what you do, the thing is that you never know. When you turn the corner, you don't know what's going to happen. You might meet the girl of your dreams. You just don't know. But when you go in and the girl of your dreams is right there when you turn the corner and you're like, ah, she's American. American women are horrible. Well, what do you expect? How do you expect her to react? I mean, seriously. And believe me, I'm not like one of these guys who believes that, you know, feminism should be something that men believe in and all this other kind of bullshit. I'm not for PC, being PC or any of that kind of stuff, okay? But what I do believe is that, like, listen, if a woman doesn't want you, it's because maybe you don't have something to offer, or maybe because you're fucked up. Maybe you're a chowderhead and you're an idiot. Your brains are, they're mush, okay? I don't know. But what I do know is that when you get that extreme, I think that's a problem, okay? Now, let's see here. Yeah, I know many, many Thai couples that are deeply in love and very happy. So again, what you're being told is basically bullshit. Now, as far as your girl, I have no idea whether she's good or bad. What I can tell you is that if you only had 2 weeks with her and are communicating online, you probably don't know her anywhere near as well as you think. Believe that. Right now, you're both on your best behavior. It's that magic period, okay? It's the time when, you know, you don't want to say anything that offends her, and she doesn't want to say anything that offends you, and you try to be understanding of everything, and you understand her culture. You want to understand that she's Thai, and that's the way things are. Well, you know, she's got to understand you're Farang, you're a foreigner, and this is how things are. It's got to be mutual. Now, I don't know if it's mutual in this case or not, okay? But I put also, if you concentrate on what's important in the long run, you'll be fine. It's nice that she sent a gift to your parents. Definitely it is nice. But at this point, I would not put that much weight on it. Tell me in 2 years that you're still together and in love, and then you know, I'm a believer. It's great. I've been with my wife for more than 15 years, so I must have done something right, but I didn't put up with any shit, and in the end, Thai women and Western women want the same thing, a stable, decent standard of living, okay? When I left 20 years ago, guys were saying the same thing about American women, that they're horrible, they suck, they're not feminine enough, they're bossy, and sometimes this is true, and sometimes it's not. But what I believe is that they only get away with as much as you let them get away with. And if a guy gets ripped off, it's because he chose to open his wallet or open his bank account to them. It's not because she actually stole that money from you. It's because she was able to weasel her way in and grease that wallet open from your from the grip of your hand. You know, I mean, so he writes me back. Okay, here's the deal, Scott. I am not stupid. I don't know why this guy says that, because I didn't say that he was. I did not say that about Thai men. The Thai women did that, and they said Thai man no good as far as for the women. Well, listen, again, I have to say that when a Thai woman says, oh, Thai man no good, that's fucking bullshit, okay? And I'll say that to anybody. I don't care. If a woman says that to me, I'll be like, get the fuck out of here. You're telling me there's no good Thai men out there? Get out of here. It's ridiculous. It's just as ridiculous as saying every Western woman is a feminist pig. I mean, it's ridiculous, okay? Let me see here. Where was I? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm not stupid. That's what he really wants me to know. He's not stupid. Okay, I have been communicating with this girl for the past 2 years, two times a day on FaceTime. I never said marriage or anything like that to her. I know it takes a long time to get to know somebody. Okay, you know. I did not just get off a boat. Maybe you think I did, but I am not your average nitwit. You really should not judge me or my actions. I only stated info that was given to me. Well, actually what I did was I judged the women who said that all Thai men are drunks and cheaters and not good family men. I never judged this guy. Okay, so for to me, that makes him a fucking chowderhead. He's so worried about me saying that he's stupid or that he's a nitwit that he's actually telling me, you know, you shouldn't judge me. I'm not like this. Well, you know, whatever, dude. You keep bringing up the fact that I was only there for 2 weeks, so I am not looking for whores, nor do I drink or go to bars. I was there to learn the culture, unlike most of your viewers. Now, I think a lot of my viewers would find fault with what you said and would think that you are indeed a fucking chowderhead, okay? And the reason is because there are many men who come here. They come just to have a good time. They come to go to the beaches. And their attitude, which was my attitude, was, I'm coming here to have fun. And if it means, hey, you know, having a little Thai girl there, you know, a nice Thai woman laying in bed next to you, you know, every once in a while to keep you warm at night, then there's nothing wrong with that. Why should there be? You know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But that doesn't mean that the man is some kind of a loser because he ended up with a woman. And the guys who go to, I really find fault with people who say, you know, I find fault with him saying, I was there to learn the culture unlike most of your viewers. You know, this is rubbish, okay? Because there are a lot of people that go to the bars, they have a great time, they have zero problems with women. They go there, they may not even, listen, for the last year or so 2 years that I went into bars, I never touched the women. Okay, because I know that the most of the time it's all a game. It's a game of, oh, you know, I like you. Oh, you want to go with me? Oh, why are you so handsome? Why are you? It's just a fucking game. So the bottom line is, if you really want, you could go into a bar and you could sit there and have a drink with your buddies and hang out, which is what I did for several years. I would go in with my buddies I was working with. And we would just talk about things. We would just bond. We'd talk about work, talk about this or that. We'd talk about women. We'd talk about all kinds of things. But we weren't taking women. We weren't pulling them from the bars. Okay, so not everybody that goes to bars is drinking. And that's the other thing is that while I do like a good tequila, I'm not a big drinker. And the vast majority of times that I would go into clubs, perhaps with the exception of the beginning, when I first moved here, the last couple of years, I would sit there with a water or a soda with my buddies, and we'd all be sitting around. Most of us would be sitting there with an orange juice or a water, okay? And it's a little pricey, and it's not exactly what I would call worth it. But if you're there and you're having a good time, then what does it matter? Okay, so, you know, I find a little bit of fault with that. You know, and just because he doesn't drink, let me see here. Yeah, he doesn't drink or go to the bars. That doesn't make him any better than anybody who does go there. Okay. So then he says, the fact of the matter is that the women I stayed with, the woman I stayed with, took me to the sites to meet her family and friends. And yes, I think very much of her. What the future holds, I don't know. Well, now that's, I mean, that's a good mentality to have. What the future holds, I don't know. That's great, okay? But, okay, so he goes on to say, I can tell you that out of all the women, and we're talking about 50 or more women from the in the United States, which I don't know. If you're 40 years old, 50 years old, that's not all that many women, in my opinion. But then, you know, I'm not going to go any further. I'm not going to expound on that. But it's not all that many. But okay, out of 50 women, he says, she was has been the most caring woman I've ever met, period. He's known her for 2 weeks in person. The rest of the time has been online. So that means that when she goes online, she may or may not be in a great mood. But most of the time, she knows you're going online for her. So she's going to make the effort to be in a decent mood or try to be nice to you, okay? And the big thing is that just because she took him to see the sights and to visit her family, that doesn't mean anything, okay? It really means fuck all. And I'll tell you why. Because if a woman here in Thailand knows that you like her and she likes you a bit, she likes you a bit or she wants your money, whatever it is, okay? And I don't know what it is in this case. I'm just going to believe you and take you for what you know for what you say. If you say she likes you, great. Okay, good for you. But it's not such a big deal that she took you to see the sights and to see her family. It really isn't. I can't tell you how many bar girls and how many regular girls wanted me to go and visit their family, and also to go see, go do things with them. I've had girls say, you know, hey, listen, if you want to go away for 3 or 4 days, yeah, let's go. And, you know, my thing was like, you know, well, so, you know, we gonna get one hotel room or two? You know, I got to worry about that. I got to think about that now because, you know, I really don't want to go. And I didn't want to go if it meant being in two hotel rooms. Because if, in my opinion, if I was going to go and spend 3 or 4 days with a girl, I didn't want to be there 3 or 4 days. I didn't want to feel that relationship has progressed enough to where we can go spend 3 or 4 days together on a trip, but yet we weren't going to be sleeping together. And, you know, you might think that that's fucked up, but, you know, listen, I didn't, so, you know, too bad. Anyway, so he says to me, now a question for you. Why are you with a Thai woman and not an American? I think we both know the answer. Now, that statement in itself, that right there made me say that everything this guy has been saying, he doesn't know jack shit, okay? So I wrote him back, and this is the last bit of conversation we had with one another, correspondence we had with one another. I'll address your last question first, since it's such a fucking stupid assumption. I was in a relationship before I came to Thailand. She was a very nice, successful. She was actually a real estate agent, and she had just got her license, and she was starting to progress, and she was starting to make more money. And she was a very nice girl. She was a nice looking girl, blonde hair, blue eyes, and, you know, pretty good body on her. And you know, I mean, I was happy to be with her. She was a nice girl, and I felt like I had done well to find her and to hook up with her. Now, had I wanted our relationship to progress further as in to get married, or I just wanted to stay with her, I could have done that. But once I said, I want to start traveling, once I thought to myself, I got to start traveling, I want to get out of here, I actually said to her, do you want to go with me to Thailand? And she said, why do I want to go there? Okay, what do I want to go there for? It's filthy there. And that changed my perspective of how she and I were and how we thought. And we split up, and it wasn't like we hated each other. It was an amicable split. It was one of those things where it was just like kind of like, okay, listen, I want to go do my thing. You know, I don't know that we're going to get married or anything because we're both kind of not really at that point in our life. And it was like, okay, so that's the end of that. And when I came here, although I knew that Thailand was a good place for women, that the women were very lovely and very sweet and kind, because I knew some Thai women in California. I knew some from a Thai restaurant I used to go to all the time. It was just kind of the thing, I just knew from my experiences with Thai people in the United States that Thai women had something, okay? But I didn't really particularly like Asian women. I didn't have this Asian thing where I was like, wow, I'm going there. So I didn't come here specifically for Thai women. And frankly, I was single, and I didn't give a flying fuck about any one woman in particular because I was single, and I figured I'm single, I'm having a good time, and, you know, I'm going to move to Thailand. So I'm going to have a good time. I mean, you know, why am I going to hook up with a woman right now? I don't even really know these women. And while I had my little mini relationships or flings or, you know, my little shack ups or whatever, I never got serious enough to where I was like, oh, you're my girlfriend now. We're going to get married. So your assumption that I have a Thai wife because of that, because of the American women being so bad or because I couldn't get a woman back in the United States, it's complete rubbish, which means that your thinking is kind of complete rubbish also, all right? It makes you a chowderhead, pal. Sorry, and you may not like what I'm saying, but tough shit. Okay, it's the way I think, and guess what? It's my channel. I'm going to say what I want. If you don't like it, hit the fucking road, okay? Which, by the way, I have to say something. I'm going to talk a little bit later in a few minutes once I'm done. I'm going to give a little bit of a discount on my membership site and also my consultation. So you can learn how to save. It's a couple bucks. It's about 15%, $5. But $5 is $5, right? I mean, if you're going to talk that $5 is shit, then go ahead and give me $5. I'll take it, okay, because I'm not going to complain. All right? I'm not going to bitch. Anyway, I'll get to that in a few minutes. Let me just finish this because, you know, this guy, you know, whatever. He seems like he's probably a decent guy. He's been hurt. And I don't really know where they're coming from sometimes, but I did write to him. I said, listen, contrary to your situation, I didn't come to Thailand for Thai women, nor did I give a flying fuck about them as I was having fun being single. Now, I never said you were stupid. I never called this guy stupid, and I didn't even think this guy's an idiot. I didn't think this at the time, and I have no real way of knowing whether you're an average nitwit, which, what the fuck is an average nitwit? I don't know what that is. Okay. However, you're the one who said to me, I've spoke to 10 or more Thai women, and they all tell me that most Thai women are drunks and cheaters and not good family men. Now, obviously, you did finish with saying, I don't know if this is true or not, but it says to me that you actually kind of believe it. And what I'm saying is that's complete and utter bullshit. Okay. It's complete bullshit. Now, granted, there are some guys who are not good. But there are some American men, some French men, Dutch men, British guys that are not good also. And there are Thai women that are not good. And just because a woman is working in an office or working in a business or working as a tour guide or a travel agent doesn't necessarily mean she's a good woman either. Okay. And that's the thing is I never said that, you know, Thai women who are working in go-go's or beer bars are terrible women. But what is a pattern that has happened is that a lot of times guys come over, they don't know anything or they have about Thailand and its people and how the system works, how the game is played. And then they hook up with some bar girl and they get just used and abused and they don't understand why. And sometimes it's because the guy doesn't have very much experience with women or whatever it is. Okay, listen, you know, if you come to Thailand and you're a man and you want it to be, Thailand can be your playground. It could be, you can be the kid in the candy store, all right? But you got to keep your head on straight, and it's not easy to do. And more than one guy who was my buddy, who were my buddies, came to me and said, hey, you don't think that maybe you're, you know, getting a little out of hand? You're going a little ape shit? And then I would have to take a look and go, you know, he's got my best interest at heart. And, you know, I don't have anybody, I don't wish ill will on anybody. You know, really, I don't care enough about a lot of people to where I want to wish ill will on them. I try not to let things get to me that much. I mean, you know, somebody's a troll on my website. I don't really care. It doesn't bother me to the point where I want them to, you know, get hit by a truck or something. That's just not me. I mean, I don't see the point in that. I mean, it would be nice if people could get along, you know, like, can't we all get along? But that doesn't always work. It doesn't always work that way. Life is not like that, unfortunately. And I could get into that further, and I think I'm going to in my next members podcast. Anyway, I go on to say that, you say, what I'm saying is this is flat-out bullshit about the men being all drunks and cheaters. Then I said, listen, it's your life and your relationship. You believe what you want. Proceed how you want. Hopefully it'll work out for you. That said, what I have gathered is that you know this girl through the internet and have spent a total of 2 weeks with her in person. Not saying that she's a bad girl or you should watch out for her, but you met her online, came to Thailand to see her, and then you think it's a big deal that she took you to see the sights and to meet her friends and family. And this is what just about any Thai woman would do. It is what they do. They are very good at taking care of their men, especially when they're trying to reel you in. Okay? So, good luck. Now, I have to say that, you know, I did a little checking. Just a quick search on the internet. And there was a video called Nana Hotel Parking Lot Girls. And this particular guy who commented wrote that he's going to come to Thailand in April. Can't wait. Hell yeah. And then on another site, he said, don't use this dating site. Just go there on your own. As in, just, you know, don't use a dating site to land a Thai girl or a Russian girl or whatever. Just go there. Which is, you know, it's good advice. Okay? My thing is that, I don't know. I mean, how difficult, really, how difficult is it to understand that if you're going to a foreign country, the chance of you landing a good, decent, sweet woman worth being with for the long term is very, very, very small. Now, I don't have any concrete figures on this, but it's my opinion, and it comes from years of experience traveling around Southeast Asia, where in Cambodia and Myanmar and Laos and Indonesia and the Philippines, where many foreigners end up hooking up with women in these countries. But a lot of the time, the men live in the country. Or maybe once in a while, they get lucky and they find a girl online. And they, for however they make it work, and then they take the girl back to the U.S. or whatever. And I just wanted to finish up here. You know, there's a show, and I haven't really said anything about it. It's called 90 Day Fiancé. Hilarious show, because it shows really how desperate some men are and the lengths that they will go through and how they think when it comes to meeting women and about women in the U.S. or in their country or whatever it is. And I could tear the people apart on that show because the majority of them, they're fucking kidding themselves. And what's funny is that almost every single person on the show gets married. And it's because they feel committed. You know, it's like you fly somebody over, you do this and you do that with them, you go here, you go there, and then it's like, oh yeah, well, we might as well get married. No, that doesn't mean shit. It doesn't mean that you got to get married, okay? Now, I got another guy that I'm going to talk about shortly. And this guy is in Australia. And his attitude is, the girl wants to get married. I mean, she wants me to marry her. Or she wants to marry me. I forget exactly what his words were. She wants to marry me, so, you know, I want her to move in with me and then we'll get married. And I'm like, yeah, but you never even met the fucking girl. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And, you know, it's so foreign to me that, hey, maybe this is the way of the world now. Maybe people just figure, listen, I'll just send you a text message. You look really good in your photos on Facebook. I'm going to send you a text message. Hey, babe, you look really good. I got money. You're hot. You're single. Let's hook up. Let's get married. It's that simple. But I don't really think it is because, like, personally, and I've said this before, I don't let people into my life very easily. I think that the people that I have met offline, the subscribers, the readers of my blog, people that I have met offline, I've gotten along with all of them. I haven't had any problems or arguments. I got along with all of them. It wasn't an issue. But there have been some people who have pushed me to meet with them. And I fucking can't stand that. Because it's like, listen, it's like a woman pushing me to go and meet them. If I was single and I was going to date a woman and she kept calling me, listen, come on, come over to my place. We're going to go somewhere. Come on, come over. After a while, it's like, Jesus fucking Christ, I'll come over when I have a chance. Get it through your fucking head, you know. Maybe I want to go see the girl, but Jesus, she starts telling me to come over all the time, and I don't want to go see her. And that's what happens with some guys. There's a couple of guys. There was a guy the other day. Where is that freaking message from this bozo? And that's what he was. He's a bozo. He basically said, he sent me a message in December and said, he said something about, hey, yeah, I can't, I love your, the usual, I love your videos, great stuff, thanks a lot, you know, which, okay, I like that, it's nice to get, you know, get people telling me that they like my stuff, okay, great, I'm happy about that. And then at the end of his email, he says, maybe we can hook up when I come, and he was coming in like 10 months, he's coming in like the end of this year, maybe. No, he wrote me a year before when he sent me the first message, the first email. He wrote me, it was a year before he's supposed to come here. And he wrote me and said, maybe we can hook up and have a beer. Now, I didn't think anything of it. And I didn't feel the need to respond to his message because I had already gone back and forth with him once or twice. And so I get a message 2 months later. I guess you're too busy to answer me. I guess you're too busy to acknowledge that I want you and your wife to go to a nice French restaurant. And, well, first of all, I never got any message from the guy that said he wanted me and my wife to go to a nice French restaurant. And second of all, if I don't know you, the chance of you ever taking me and my wife somewhere is none. It's nil. It's not going to happen. As Alex likes to say, nine. which is German for fuck no. Okay? Because, first of all, my wife has her own life. She's busy. And she doesn't want to spend her time going to meet somebody that she doesn't know that I met online and who might be a wacko. All right? Now, if I've gotten to know somebody, that's a different story. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, you know, if I've gotten to know you, then fine. But I never met this guy. And he got pissed off because I didn't respond to some... He says he sent a message saying that he wanted to take me to a fine French restaurant. Who wouldn't want to do that? The thing is I didn't like the tone of his message. So I wrote him back and I said, well, me, I don't want to go and meet you. Sorry, it's not going to happen. I don't feel the need to go out because you're going to buy me dinner. While it's a nice gesture, that doesn't mean that I have to feel obliged to go and see you. And I just didn't like the feel of his message. And that's the thing. I get messages and comments from people, and I can only take things at face value for at least until I get to know somebody. And, you know, I do get to know some people offline. I have gotten to know some people. Some people have come several times to Thailand, and each time they come, I meet with them. And I enjoy it. I have no problems. But, you know, when you deal with people online, believe me, there are some nutcases out there, and then there are some genuinely inspirational, kind, I could use all kinds of adjectives, inspirational, kind, caring, giving, curious. There are some very good people out there. And then once in a while, you get guys who are, for whatever reason, they just feel like being a dick. And that's okay, because at the end of the day, I'm doing what I want, and that's all that matters. I'm living the life I want to live. I am who I am. I'm happy with that. And that's all that matters. Frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn. Okay? Now, I wanted to get into one more thing, and then I'm going to call it a day. All right? And that is that, let me see here, because I got my head up my ass right now. It's early in the morning, although I have had my coffee for some reason. It takes me 3 or 4 hours to wake up, and I'm just not really awake yet. I have to say that a lot of people write me, and right now I'm getting a huge number of messages. And, of course, the vast majority of them are asking about women, what do I think, what should they do, how should they do this, how should they do that. They're asking all sorts of questions, many of them which are related to women, which I don't particularly enjoy answering all the time, but, it's part of life, so if it happens once in a while, I don't mind. I don't mind answering a question once in a while for somebody if it's a good question. So this is the way that it's going to work from now on, okay? And it's kind of already working this way, but I want to make it completely clear because I have a number of messages that I have yet to answer, and I'm going to answer them with what I'm going to say right now, okay? Once or twice a week, I'm going to choose what I feel is a question that I want to answer, whether it's the best or the most creative or whatever it is. I'll answer it on YouTube once or twice a week because I do one or two videos per week. So maybe I'll answer one question a week, and then one time per week I'll do a video about where I went or where I'm going or something like that. But once or twice a week, I'm going to choose a question to answer on my YouTube channel and also in the membership section of my website. Now, if I don't choose your message, and there's a very good chance that I won't, the positive is that I can still answer your question, okay? But, there are several different methods to get me to answer your question. It boils down to forking over a little cash for my time, okay? The good thing is that if you place your order within the next 48 hours, you'll get $5 off, okay? And you'll get $5 off of any email consultation. They're regularly $35 per email, now $30. All right, for the first 48 hours, you get $5 off. Now, the membership fee to my website, the yearly membership, and this is, it's only good for yearly membership. The yearly membership fee is regularly $39.95. Now it is $34.95 if you place your order within the next 48 hours. Today is Thursday, so it's going to be, you have to place it before Saturday morning Bangkok time. So, you know, hopefully you understand this. Listen, I'm not here to answer everybody's questions. I would love to help all of you. I would love to do whatever I can to make your life a little easier, to make your move a little easier, to, you know, to help you get through the hard times with your girl, whatever it might be. I'd love to be able to do that. I mean, you know, I got to say that, you know, there are over 400 videos on my YouTube channel. And there are several hundred videos and podcasts in the membership section of my website. I believe that all of these have provided a lot of help and inspiration over the past couple of years. And the majority of these, the videos on YouTube, they're 100% free. They don't cost you anything. So, you know, if you want me to continue making these videos and continue doing what I'm doing and to be able to do some things that I want, which I believe will be very cool, and to bring to the people who are my subscribers, my readers, and then, you know, consider placing your order now. If you want to ask a question, you want me to make a video, send me an email. And like I said, within the next 48 hours, it's only $30. $30, I'll make you a video. I'll answer you your question by email. I'll give you a detailed answer. And, you know, I'm not one of these guys who, you know, if I feel you need a follow-up, I'm gonna say you got to pay me an extra $30 or whatever. You know, listen, I'm reasonable. But when it comes down to it, time is money, and I'm not doing all this for free. I'm not going to. I got other things I could do. And while I enjoy helping people, as I said, you know, it's win-win for both people if I get a little cash out of the deal. So remember, until Saturday, Bangkok time, which is, we'll say Friday at 6 p.m. in the U.S., that's Eastern time, get $5 off of your membership fee, yearly membership fee to my website, or for any email consultation. Emails will be $30 and membership fees $34.95. That's only for 48 hours. So in the description, there's a place to pay. And if it comes down to it, go into the about section of my channel or in the description, or go to my website www.anamericaninbangkok.com and just contact me one way or the other. We'll work it out. So until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok D, La Jerk and Mai.